Femi, a lot of developments today on immigration and the Trump administration's family separation policy. Starting this afternoon in Congress, House lawmakers defeated a conservative immigration bill that includes funding for a border wall, and they've postponed a vote on a compromise measure until tomorrow as Republican leaders struggle to line up votes. Meanwhile, today, the First Lady, Melania Trump, made an unannounced visit to a detention center in McAllen, Texas, where some immigrant children are being held separated from their parents. She spoke with workers there.
We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in these difficult times.
At a cabinet meeting, President Trump says he's directed government agencies to reunite immigrant families that have been separated. And the Washington Post reported today that Customs and Border Protection officials will no longer refer parents who illegally cross the border with children to courts for prosecution.
Meanwhile, in Europe, Hungary is tightening up its immigration laws, a very different approach to the U.S. More on that later.
Look forward to that. But let's get now to Scott Detrow, NPR congressional correspondent, who joins us from Washington. Scott, I have to start with something that's just breaking, which is that Melania Trump, the First Lady, on her visit to Texas, was wearing a jacket that on the back of it says, "I really don't care, do you?" Do we know anything about that?
This is a real personal problem for me, Jeremy, because my 2018 New Year's resolution as a journalist was not to talk about optics at any point.
Right.
This is certainly an example of bad optics. It is written on the back of a jacket in all capital letters going across the entirety of the back of the jacket. Her spokeswoman issued a statement saying it's a jacket. There was no hidden message. Certainly an interesting choice to make when you're going to meet with children who have been separated from their parents. But I think the broader point here is that it's really interesting that Melania Trump made this trip. NPR had heard that she, behind the scenes, was pressuring President Trump to end this policy that had gotten under such criticism by actually every other living First Lady as well. And what's particularly interesting to me is that her spokeswoman said this trip was planned before President Trump signed that order reversing his policy. That would have been quite something if she made that trip today while that policy of separation was still fully in effect.
Well, and meanwhile, there's been a lot of confusion over the last 24 hours about what exactly is happening, what is going to happen to these families that have already been separated. What can you tell us about what happens now with them?
I think we don't know the answer to most of the questions we have at this point. The top question is there's more than 2,000 children who were separated from their parents since the Trump administration began this zero-tolerance policy more than a month ago. We don't know the timetable of separation. We don't know what the process will be. That question hasn't really been answered because yesterday, when this reversal was made, it seemed to be yet another case of President Trump and maybe a very small group of aides making a quick decision. This was not run up and down through the department process like big decisions like this usually are. So right now, we just don't know.
Meanwhile, in the Congress, in the House, lawmakers defeated a conservative bill today that curbs legal migration and has money for a border wall. That was defeated. And now they say they're going to wait until tomorrow to vote on a compromise bill. What can you tell us about that bill? And does it have any chance of passing?
Yeah, compromise is a bit of a misnomer. It's more moderate than the bill that was just defeated earlier this afternoon. But this is a bill written on Republican terms that does what President Trump wants to see when it comes to immigration. And that's this broad mix of policies, a permanent protection for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, but also funding for a border wall and border security and big changes to legal immigration. That is a mix of policies that has never had enough votes to pass in the Senate, and it looks like it doesn't have enough votes to pass in the House right now because they have delayed this vote until tomorrow. There's going to be a closed-door meeting later this afternoon for House Republicans to talk things out, but there was a lot of skepticism that this would have the votes to pass to begin with, and that's because no Democrats are going to support it. And within the Republican Party, there's a big split over how hardline to be or not on immigration.
Well, maybe they feel on Capitol Hill that the pressure is off to some degree now that President Trump has reversed course on his family separation policy.
That's certainly true, even though there are a lot of legal questions about what happens 21 days down the line due to this existing legal interpretation that children can't be detained for more than 21 days. But that's exactly right. the fierce deadline of acting right away was lifted. And that's exactly what happened with DACA when a federal judge put a halt to President Trump's order to end the program. Paul Ryan acknowledged today Congress just isn't good when it doesn't have a deadline. You could argue Congress isn't that efficient when it does have a deadline as well.
That's Scott Detrow, NPR congressional correspondent. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.